my dad had been sick for a very long time. He was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease when I was in maybe eighth grade, so I was about 13, and he, over a period of about 3 years, he just disintegrated into basically nothing. He couldn't walk or talk or move or swallow, for that matter. And then when I was 16, my sophomore year of high school, he died. You just don't know what to do, because you're just sort of, you're sort of stuck there, like, I can't do anything about what's happening right now. And it's very painful, because you sort of forget that there's life beyond that. And especially, or, and that there was life before that, because there's a period of time when it's like the disease and like the whole thing is engulfed and your memories are engulfed with all that sadness. And you try to get beyond that, but it's so hard. But you have to move on with life, as hard as it is. And once you reach a sort of period where you can, and then you can be happy again, it is very rewarding to be able to do that and to be able to pull yourself up again. And to be stronger, maybe, to be able to do that.